Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's check in with our sister station, WFAN in New York, and co-host of Tiki and Tierney Middays is Brandon Tierney. Joining us on Sean and RJ, the home of the Cowboys, is 105.3 The Fan. Brandon joining us via the Diamond Factory Hotline. Good morning, man. Thank you for your time.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing today? What's happening?
You tell us. Are they buying into the Giants there? Are they actually buying in New York?
They're buying into accountability. You know, it's funny because when you start the season, you win two games, you're 2-0, and then you look around at the NFC, and there's really not that many great teams. It would be easy, I think, to get lost in maybe a little bit of the early season euphoria. But I got to tell you what, guys, I think Giant fans are really measured. I think Giant fans are really looking at it the right way. To me, there's finally accountability, and there's an element of professionalism. And, you know, all the other things that, you know, hard work, discipline, blah, 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 all the things our high school coaches rifled at us, you know, they just spewed at us, but have been absent both for the Jets and Giants, but really for the Giants for years. I mean, they have gone through coach after coach, failed draft pick after failed draft pick. And for the first time in a long time, something seeped into the Giant fan base that I had never seen, and that was apathy coming in before, you know, Dable was brought in for the Bills. So, yeah, they're pumped about the wins, but I think they're able to contextualize, all right, Tennessee's going nowhere this year, Carolina's going nowhere this year, but it's more about the big picture, as it should be, and the early returns, they're pumped up. No doubt.
Wasn't Joe Judge like the ultimate high school coach kind of thing?
Well, culture with Judge.
Yeah, he had no respect in the locker room because he was like a special teams guy.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, Chop. I wouldn't go there. I would think that fans, and not every fan base, but our fan base and your fan base are very savvy, and certainly in terms of knowing the roster, following the college game, knowing who's coming into the league, knowing, you know, what is obviously wrong with what's going on with our teams. And I think the Giant fans, even though it was a real rocky ride for years, they knew that there was no talent. So, yeah, and you want to tell me Joe Judge isn't Bill Parcells? He's not. But he never had a chance to be a winning coach because they never gave him anything. And I think fans were smart enough to connect those dots. I think what did him in was the arrogance and maybe arrogance isn't the right word, but there was a combative nature to his press conferences at the end of the year. Listen, it's one thing to take it on the chin, and then it's another thing to take it on the chin and the head coach telling us that, you know, everything's good when it's so visibly not. I don't think it was a lack of respect. I think it was just the roster wasn't good. The organization was failing, and they needed to do a complete reset. And they did something that they never do. And I wasn't sure they were going to do it here, although I was imploring them to do it. They went outside the organization. Yeah. They never do that. You go and look at the Bills. I mean, even without Dable, they're rocking with Dorsey as the OC. And I think that it was the right time to do that. But, I mean, listen, Joe Judge, at least here, was a dime a dozen, you know, like Shermer, like McAdoo, like all the other coaches who failed here. I think Dable has a chance to be, and I don't want to throw special at him yet, but the way he relates to people, It fits. It fits New York City. So it's a good match so far.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN, as we get ready for Monday Night Football, Cowboys-Giants here on 105.3 The Fan. Is Micah Parsons to Lawrence Taylor disrespectful?
No, listen, I don't think it's disrespectful. I think that, you know, it's a bit ambitious, but I get it. I mean, listen, this is what we do when we watch sports. Then think about, I'll give you an example. Think about when Trey Turner the Hawks guard, I'm half asleep.
Trey Young.
When Trey Young first burst on the scene, oh God, that was, wow. Give me coffee, inject coffee in my veins.
That's how much baseball they talk in New York.
I know, right?
Hey, you know I know my basketball. I just messed that up. When Trey Young burst on the scene, everybody was going, oh, the next Steph Curry, because there was this incredible range. Now, we're not going to see another Steph Curry for 30, 40, 50 years, although Trey Young is somewhat close, but that's what we do. We see a player, we see a skill set, we begin to approximate, you know, where they are, and maybe more specifically, where they will wind up being. I don't think it's disrespectful. Parsons is a game wrecker. He's impossible to stop one-on-one. He's the kind of guy, when you flip on the film, like a Lauren, different positions, but like a Reggie White, like a Deion, you know, like a young Darrell Revis shutting down every wide receiver, like LT. I get it. I mean, I do get it, and he seems to love the game, and he's got a motor. And I don't think it's crazy. I mean, I watch him more objectively probably than, I don't want to say than you guys do, but he's your player, so you view your players differently.
Yeah.
I watch him, even though my wife's a Cowboys fan, I don't have any... Oh, you guys, old shit chop knows that.
Yeah.
I don't have any intimate connection to the Cowboys, except I want to have a happy home, right? I want to eat when they lose. So my prism is more of an objective evaluation, and he is a straight-up beast. He is awesome.
Daniel Jones now versus Daniel Jones with Garrett.
Well, I just think that, listen, Daniel Jones's eyes are just not where they need to be. You know, he can run. He's got a good arm. He's got all the athletic, at least all the requisite athletic traits that you look for at a combine. And then the games start. And he's not horrible. I'm not trying to say that. But he's just, whatever that ability to, you know, quickly decipher, you know, going from read one to read two, or going against the grain and seeing something that the great ones see, he doesn't have that. Now, it's also two games in. But the problem is, like, I think if Daboll would have gotten him early, I think you might see a very different trajectory with Daniel Jones. You guys know this then because you went through the Dak contract, but Daniel was a first-round pick. So, you know, he's going to get paid soon, and the evaluation is sped up because it's all about, all right, let's try to win with a quarterback making relative peanuts so we can dress up the rest of the roster before we've got to give whomever $35, $40, $42, $45 million a year, which is what happens with the great quarterbacks. Herbert's about to get it. Burrow, Mahomes already got it. You know the name. So I don't think he fits the timeline at all. I do think of the Giants. I do think he's a little unfairly the way he's viewed is not fair because he had nothing around him. The most porous offensive line. And if you want a direct correlation, look at Carr with the Texans back in the day when he was drafted first overall. When you get sacked incessantly, like the moment you hit your third step on your drop and you've got nowhere to go, you stop going through progressions. And once that happens, you're cooked. He's functional. He can beat you, but he'll never be a star. Never. Not here.
All right, give us your pick for the game, and then tell us how you're going to spend the next month and a half before Aaron Judge signs with the Giants in the offseason.
Yeah.
Well, look at this guy over here. Now, by the way, did you see the rumor that Harold Reynolds, who is not one of these social media arsonists who just throws out a story and just walks away, he had a story last night late where he said that, and I know Harold, and we're trying to get him on today, he talks, he's not a BSer. He said that Judge to the Angels was this close to happening in spring training. He was almost traded to the Angels. But wow. That being what it is, right? That's crazy. That being what it is, I'll give you the prediction. I think Dallas wins. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that it's particularly close. I think that when you look at the two things for the Giants, obviously Saquon, the Dallas Cowboys will come in. That's mission number one. Bottle him up. They'll do that. Well, they'll do that somewhat. And then mission two is to keep Daniel Jones out of the, you know, out of the open field, making plays with his legs. And Dallas's personnel, as you guys know on defense, certainly has the pieces to do it. And I just think that the Giants, there's, you know, whether you look at the point spread, whether you look at the conviction early with Giant fans, again, they are going in the right direction because I think they've got good coaching, good discipline, good blah, blah, blah. But they just don't have the horses to keep up. And if you shut down Saquon, I think it's lights out. And I think that they do that. I'm going to say Dallas. I don't even think it's close. Wow. Giant fans are almost. Yeah, I'm going to say Dallas wins. Dallas wins 30-13. Woo! 27-ish, 13. I think they pull away. I think Dallas wins. And I think they win by, you know, double figures. In terms of Judge, don't waste my time with this nonsense on a Friday morning.
Weekly segment set up for Brandon Tierney, right? Here. Hey, real quick. We know you got to go do a show, but this is just out of radio nerdiness from me. Give me the exact order of the teams that are dominating your run sheet, like in order these days.
You mean for Judge's pursuers or for the New York sports teams?
New York sports teams, like in order.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, listen, Judge is every day.
Okay.
It's an interesting juggle. I was doing national for 10 years, and when I was last doing local, the Jets were really good. They went to back-to-back AFC championships. The Yankees won the 2009 World Series. The Mets had some good young players, David Wright, Reyes, blah, blah, blah. And so there was a juggle that was fun, but you know, you had to make sure you were on top of it to get the right order.
Yeah.
But recently here, the Jets have been trash. The Giants have been trash. You know, the Yankees, nobody, even though they win 100, nobody really thinks that they're going to win the World Series. And the Mets have been down before they brought in Buck. So now, since this is my first year back doing local, I started in January on the Fan, that all four teams are incredibly viable. So it's basically day to day. And I'm not trying to be evasive, but I can't give you an order because it varies. Like, you know, hey, if the Mets hit the skids, the Mets are right, that the Mets could be the lead. Obviously, Judge is huge. Robert Sala had an interesting press conference last week with the receipts thing. That was the story.
Right.
Obviously, Giants Cowboys, that's a huge story. So it depends on the day, and it also depends on my mood.
Thank you so much, man. Keep killing it. We appreciate the time. This was fantastic. And enjoy the weekend, Brandon. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. And Chop, listen, dude, you put up enough golf pictures, man. You better be shooting in the high 70s, dude. I mean, what are you shooting up there? Everything I see you playing golf. Do you work or do you just play golf?
He doesn't keep score, Brandon.
I measure myself by height against other golfers. That's what I do.
Wait a second. You go to these amazing, what is it, Gaylords, right?
Yeah.
That's where you go?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't keep score?
I don't like to ruin my mood. It ruins the vibe. You never
Maybe
have a bad
I should
hole.
Start doing that. That's not a bad idea. I'm going to start stealing that approach. I like it, man.
Yeah. You know, you're playing by yourself or with somebody else. You're not playing for money. What do you keep a score for?
Thanks, BT. Appreciate it.
All right, boys. I'll see you shot at RJ. Later, man.
Later, man. Brandon Tierney from Tiki and Tierney on the Diamond Factory Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.